Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 28, in Kapila's instructions on the execution of devotional service. Text 18. Kirtanya Tirtha Yashasam Punya Shloka Yashaskaram Jayet. Oh, excuse me. Devam Samagrangam Yavan Na Chavate Mana Kirtanya Tirtha Yashasam Punya Shloka Yashaskaram Jaya Devam Samagranga Yavana Chavate Mana Kirtanya Tirtha Yashasam Punya Shloka Yashaskaram Jaya Devam Samagrangam Yavam na chavate mana.
Ketanya Tirtha Yasasam
Ketanya Tirtha Yasasam
Punya Shloka Yaskaram
Punya Shloka Yaskaram
Deya Devam Samagrangam
Yaya Devam Samagrangam
Yavana Chevat Mana
Yavana Chevat Mana
Ketanya Tirtha Yasasam
Ketanya
Tirtha Yasasam
Punya Shloka Yashaskaram
Jaya Devam Samagrangam
Yavana Chavate Mana
Yavana Chavate Mana. Other Jays. Kirtanya, worth singing. Tirtha Yashasam, the glories of the Lord. Punya Shloka, of the devotees. Yashakaram, enhancing the glory. Jayet, one should meditate. Devam, upon the Lord. Samagraangam, all the limbs. Yavat, as much as, not, Chavate, deviates, mana, the mind. Translation, the glory of the Lord is always worth singing, for his glories enhance the glories of his devotees. One should therefore meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead and upon his devotees. One should meditate on the eternal form of the Lord until the mind becomes fixed. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One has to fix his mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly. When one is accustomed to thinking of one of the innumerable forms of the Lord, Krishna, Vishnu, Ram, Narayan, etc., he has reached the perfection of yoga. This is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. A person who has developed pure love for the Lord and whose eyes are smeared with the ointment of transcendental loving exchange, always sees within his heart the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotees especially see the Lord in the beautiful blackish form of Shamsunda. That is the perfection of yoga. This yoga system should be continued until the mind does not vacillate for a moment. Om Tad Vishno Paramam Padam Sada Pasyanti Surayaha. The form of Vishnu is the highest individuality and is always visible to sages and saintly persons. The same purpose is served when a devotee worships the form of the Lord in the temple. There is no difference between devotional service in the temple and meditation on the form of the Lord, since the form of the Lord is the same whether he appears within the mind or in some concrete element. There are 8 kinds of forms recommended for the devotees to see. The forms may be made out of sand, clay, wood, or stone. They may be contemplated within the mind or made of jewels, metal, or painted colors. But all the forms are of the same value. It is not that one who meditates on the form within the mind sees differently from one who worships the form in the temple. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is absolute, and there is therefore no difference between the two. The impersonalists who desire to disregard the eternal form of the Lord imagine some round figure. They especially prefer the Omkar, which also has form. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that Omkar is the letter form of the Lord. Similarly, there are statue forms and painting forms of the Lord. Another significant word in this verse is Punyashloka Yashashkaram. The devotee is called Punyashloka. As one becomes purified by chanting the holy name of the Lord, so one can become purified simply by chanting the name of a holy devotee. The pure devotee of the Lord and the Lord himself are non-different. It is sometimes feasible to chant the name of a holy devotee. This is a very sanctified process. Lord Chaitanya was once chanting the holy names of the gopis when his students criticized him. Why are you chanting the names of the gopis? Why not Krishna? Lord Chaitanya was irritated by the criticism. And so there was some misunderstanding between him and his students. He wanted to chastise them for desiring to instruct him on the transcendental process of chanting. The beauty of the Lord is that the devotees who are connected with his activities are also glorified. Arjuna, Prahlad, Janaka Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, and many other devotees were not even in the renounced order of life, but were householders. Some of them, such as Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj, were born of demoniac families. Prahlad Maharaj's father was a demon, and Bali Maharaj was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. But still they've become famous because of their association with the Lord. Anyone who is eternally associated with the Lord is glorified with the Lord. The conclusion is that a perfect yogi should always be accustomed to seeing the form of the Lord. And unless the mind is fixed in that way, he should continue practicing yoga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Niravishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadesh Tarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Someone's really conscious of that we're giving class in a way. Kirtanya Tirtha Yashasam Punya Shloka Yashaskaram Jayed Devam Samagran Gam Yavana Chavate Mana. The glory of the Lord is always worth singing, for his glories enhance the glories of his devotees. One should therefore meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead and upon his devotees. One should meditate on the eternal form of the Lord until the mind becomes fixed. Hare Krishna. Yes, so Lord Kapila, continuing his instructions to Devahuti and to us, on the process of meditation, the activity of meditation within his process is generally a form of Sankhya Yoga, but there are parts of it which are Ashtanga Yoga, and the whole thing is pervaded by Bhakti Yoga. And this is part of Bhakti Yoga, that one, in some way or another, should fix the mind on Krishna. As Srila Rupa Goswami says, it's to the effect, yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayet. In one way, in another way, but in some way, fix your mind on Krishna. Mana Krishna niveshayet. Focus your mind on Krishna. Whatever it takes, do it. But focus your mind on Krishna. So, of course, Lord Kapila, according to his specific process, he taught that you you become able to focus your mind on Krishna and to be able to fix your mind without it becoming easily distracted by doing breathing exercises. So, of course, we discussed that at that time just some verses ago, and Srila Prabhupada made the point that, yes, fix the mind on Krishna, yes, of course, definitely must do that. Lord Kapila is saying do it through breathing exercises. Lord Chaitanya said do it through chanting. So that's our process. We don't really do breathing exercises so much. I mentioned the other day that I had tried to do some breathing exercises while Ram Govinda Maharaj was talking about different types or different aspects of breathing exercises. And I just, my conclusion was, it's not for me. Anyway, maybe I was just not determined enough to carry on for long enough. But, and maybe I'm just habituated to chanting. Yeah, but that's our process, to chant the holy names. And in this way, the mind becomes focused on the Lord. It's a gradual process. And there are ups and downs, but still, it does work like that. This is at least the way it's meant to work. So here now, of course, the thing is that the devotee or the yoga practitioner has now controlled his mind sufficiently. So now his mind is focused. And now that his mind is focused, then within his mind, he's thinking of a form of the Lord, some particular form of the Lord, as he feels inclined. Srila Prabhupada mentions here Krishna, Vishnu, Ram, Narayan, etc. That etc. is a big etc. There are so many forms. Generally, of course, we try to focus our minds on Krishna. Here, of course, we are in the Radharadnath temple, and we can, of course, we chant the holy names and we focus on the holy names, but in terms of just the mind, we should remember, it's in any form of the Lord, of course, is very nice. But our presiding deities are Shishi Radha Radna. And as I mentioned a couple of times, that one can do an exercise, and that is, what type of outfit, what color and sort of how is it arranged? Outfit Radha Radnath wearing today? Okay, blue and red. Yes, I made a point of noticing myself. An interesting looking blue and red outfit. But they looked very beautiful and very striking. There's no doubt about that. So we can remember like that. And in this way, remember who we are serving. In other words, we are not just serving Krishna, God, but we are. But also in more particular, more specific terms, we are focusing Shri Shri Radha Radna. And we're also serving Giri Govardhan and very, very beautiful Lord Chaitanya. And Srila Prabhupada too. So like this, Krishna consciousness is personal. And there's a purport of Srila Prabhupada's in which he makes the point that the Supreme Personality of Godhead puts his devotees under the care, the shelter of a certain particular form of his, meaning a particular deity. So in our cases, it's Sri Sri Radharadana. It's not just some chants or something of that sort that we're serving here in the Radharadana temple, but it is the arrangement of Sri Sri Radharadana themselves. We should remember that and consider on a regular basis that they are our worshipable deities. Therefore, whatever service I'm doing, and of course, particularly if one is engaged in deity worship, but actually, whatever service I'm doing, it is for them. It is for them. I'm under their care. They're looking after me. And it's not necessarily, I mean, it's just a nicer way of thinking than just, I'm doing it for Krishna, although we are doing it for Krishna. So, to become, Prabhupada begins the purport by saying that one has to fix one's mind on the Lord constantly. And when one is accustomed to thinking of one of the innumerable forms of the Lord, Krishna, Vishnu, Ram, Narayan, etc., Giri Govinda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When one is accustomed to thinking of one of those forms, then one has reached the perfection of yoga. Perfection of yoga, that's very high level. That's very, very high level. To become accustomed to thinking, as Prabhupada says, constantly, mind fixed on the Lord. So it's very high level. And Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, just going on immediately after these statements we just referred to, Srila Prabhupada refers to the famous Brahma Samhita verse, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Valochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Valokayanti, that the devotees, not just the devotees, but the very advanced devotees, Prema Anjana, whose eyes have been anointed with the ointment of love, Bhakti Valochanena, Santa, those devotees, Sadaiva, always, Hridayeshu Valokayanti. They don't just remember that form within their hearts, but they actually see the Lord like that within their hearts. The Supreme Personality of Godhead means he's active. It's not just like remembering a picture of Krishna, which of course is nice, but in the picture Krishna is not active exactly. He's been caught in some stationary position, you could say. So but those very advanced devotees who are constantly remembering the Lord in some particular form, in a mood of love, they have achieved the perfection of yoga. And particularly they love seeing the form, the Lord as Shamsunda, the blackish-blue form of the Lord. Shamsunda from Vrindavan. This is the perfection of yoga. So for us, because of course we're not on that Premanjana level, eyes anointed with the ointment of love. Some devotees may put kajal around the eyes, but it's not the prem anjana or prem kajal. Yes. So, whatever. So, what about us? And Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada makes the point, and in a very encouraging way, that the same purpose is served when a devotee worships the form of the Lord in the temple. Of course, the very advanced devotees may also worship the form of the Lord in the temple. Srila Prabhupada installed deities. He performed deity worship as such, sometimes as the great world acharya. So to worship the form of the Lord, it's not like it's some sort of second best. That we are not up to the level of premanjana, hridayeshu, seeing the Lord constantly, meaning like active, performing his pastimes within our hearts. So it's not that because we're not on that level, that therefore let these, not advanced devotees worship the deity and because they're not up to a high enough level. Of course, it's more accessible. The deity is more accessible than trying to just constantly remember the form of the Lord within the heart. But that worship of the deity, Prabhupada makes the point here, it's very encouraging, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is absolute, and there is therefore no difference between the two, the remembrance of some form of the Lord or the performance of deity worship. There's no difference. It's the same. And therefore, we are very fortunate, particularly those of us who are regularly engaged in devotional service, either directly or indirectly, just in one way or another, engaged in the process of worshipping, in our case, Shishi Radharadana. I know there are many of you devotees from around the world watching now. So whatever form of the Lord you are worshipping, when I first joined, I was brought into under the shelter of Sri Sri Radha London Ishwara. And I can say I still have a soft spot for them, even though I haven't been there for years. But they're just so, particularly London Ishwara, Radharani too. But Krishna is just such a fascinating and beautiful person. But so is Radharadana, just amazing. Srila Prabhupada was sometimes asked which deities were his favorites. And devotees noted that oftentimes if he was asked that, he would just say the names of the deities in the temple where he was staying at that time. So, which is very nice. It should be like that. Yeah. It's all part of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Yeah. But even though the abhed is definitely there, it's a very important part of Krishna consciousness, the non-difference. But still we have to recognize the bheda, the difference. That when we are under some particular deities, we are under them. Even though it's the same Krishna who's everywhere, but he is manifested and in this particular form, and he has specifically arranged and placed me under this particular form. So that, therefore, let me accept this role, position, as servant of these particular deities. Then, anyway, Srila Prabhupada, as he sometimes or often does, he talks about how the impersonalists are just in a, I mean, you could say basically in a pretty useless position. It's all pretty pathetic. They want to disregard the actual forms of the Lord, but still they imagine some round form like the Omkar, the actual depiction in terms of Sanskrit language. I think we've all seen the Omkar quite a bit. So they like, some of them like to meditate on that. Others of them like to meditate on some light, maybe the light of a candle burning, or some of them just meditate on nothing in particular. So, what can you do? But that Omkar in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, what is it? Pranava sarva vedeshu. Yeah. I am the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras. That's in the seventh chapter. So Prabhupada says that Omkar is the letter form of the Lord. Similarly, there are statue forms and painting forms of the Lord. Now, then, Srila Prabhupada, the verse to start off with, Lord Kapila, talks about how one may meditate on the devotees also. And this is very significant, Prabhupada says, Punya Shloka Yashas Karam. The devotee is called Punya Shloka. So as one becomes purified by chanting the holy name of the Lord, so also one can become purified by chanting the name of a holy devotee. So as Srila Prabhupada said on numerous occasions, therefore in Vrindavan, the devotees, so many, it's just one of the sort of the inn, or whatever you'd say, one of the things so many people do, they chant the name of Srimati Radharani, Radhe Radhe. This is so universal practically in Vrindavan. And even one of our friendly bridge buses, when we were constructing the ashram, which we have, or we're involved in at least, in Vrindavan, we went to get some furniture in Mathura in a shop run by Muslims. And we went in there, and the friendly bridge busi who was taking me, he walked up to the head person in the Muslim-owned shop and said, Radhe, Radhe. And the Muslim man said, Radhe, Radhe, back. Only in Vrindavan can things like this happen. Yes. So Srimati Radharani is a devotee. And we can chant her holy name. And we do. We chant Hare Krishna. Hare is Srimati Radharani. We should also chant, and we do chant, the name of Srila Prabhupada. We chant the name of Srila Prabhupada. He's another devotee. It's so nice. It's just so nice. And in general, it's nice to glorify different devotees. Prabhupada mentions here in the purport the famous incident in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Chaitanya, after he had returned from Gaya, and he was in a very Krishna conscious condition. He was still a young man, and he was making a living by teaching Sanskrit. And one day, while among his students, he started chanting the names of some gopis, or as I recall, maybe just gopi, 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 something like that. And some student complained, as Prabhupada mentions here, that why are you not chanting the name of Krishna? The student probably thought he was doing a good thing. But Lord Chaitanya became very angry. Prabhupada says he was, what does he say? He was irritated. He was really irritated, actually. There are degrees of irritation. And he was really irritated. Yeah. And so he responded very strongly. So, yes. So, and Prabhupada makes the point that the beauty of the Lord, a very special feature of the Lord, is that the devotees who are connected with him and his activities, pastimes, in so many different ways, they're also glorified. In Bhagavad Gita, we glorify Arjuna. Bhagavatam, we glorify Prahlad. We glorify, Prabhupada says, Janaka Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, and many other devotees who were not even sannyasis. They were householders, but still they're glorified. Yesterday in our Ishapanishad class, we discussed for a long time about Maharaj Ambarish. What a devotee! An amazing devotee. And at the end of the narration, at the end, the last two verses of the fifth chapter of the ninth canto Srimad Bhagavatam, they were explaining the benefits one gets by reading, reciting the story of Maharaj Ambarish. And what a story it is. So one gets great benefit. Ultimately, one goes back to Godhead by studying the pastimes of Maharaj Ambarish, particularly the whole situation that developed between him and Devasa Muni. Yes, so like this. Because of their association with the Lord, they have become famous. And even today, so long after the time they were with the Lord, they're still famous. They're still famous. In material life, people become famous. Some people become famous. But after a little while, their fame is forgotten. Their fame is forgotten. I won't mention it. But, the Beatles were so famous in my youth. Maybe a year ago or before the virus situation. I was talking with some young devotee, I think it must have been in Russia, and I mentioned the Beatles, and our young devotee said, "Who?" Our young devotee had not heard of the Beatles. Culturally deprived. Ha ha ha. Anyway, can you do it? Yes. So people get forgotten. They become forgotten. And why? Well, of course, there are many reasons one could say why, but in the context of what we are reading and discussing here, it's because they're not really connected with the law. They're not connected with the law. If they're connected with the Lord, then even thousands of years later, you know, we study Prahlad Maharaj, we study Bali Maharaj, these devotees. How many years later? It could be millions of years. It is millions of years. Yes. Because they're connected with the Lord, they're eternally glorified. Yes. So, the Prabhupada says the conclusion is that a perfect yogi should always be accustomed to seeing the form of the Lord. And unless the mind is fixed in that way, he should continue practicing yoga. Practicing. Practice makes perfect. So, until we are just remembering the Lord constantly, we should keep engaged in our practice, our sadhana. And every day, we should come in front of Shishi Radharadna and note what outfit they are wearing today. And then remember them, meditate on them like that during the course of the day. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.